Corey Fuller joining us here on 1010XL. Corey, how are you this Tuesday night?
How you doing, Ryan, man? I'm great, man. Just leaving the gym. Just got me a great workout in. Trying to get my body as strong as my mind for this upcoming run again in off season with these kids.
Hey, Corey, yeah, before we really talk about the college and the pro game, you are a high school coach, correct? You did some work at FAMU as well, but you've turned your attention to the coaching game.
Yeah, I've been a coach for about 10 years. I've been a head coach about 6 years, and it's been a great experience, man. I love what I do. I love trying to save the young. I love trying to operate through young men through the game of football that helped save my life. So God has gave me a special gift, and I'm trying to use it and perfect it into other young men's lives.
Corey Fuller here with us. Corey, your alma mater, Florida State, had a change at the top. We'll talk about Willie Taggart in just a moment. But what was your thought, Corey, when the whole Jimbo Fisher thing went down? There are some bitter feelings in Seminole Nation about the way Jimbo left things.
My feelings are not bitter. I think that the problem is Florida State Nation is, the Seminole Nation is so used to stability. We had it for 30-plus years with Coach Bowden, and then the field coach come in and have success after Florida State gave him the opportunity to be a head coach before he was a head coach, and then for it to end like that. But that's part of life. You know, sometimes you got to take the good with the bad, and it was bad at the end. But at the end of the day, we already bounced back from it. We ain't going to say we rebound. We bounced back from it already.
Corey, how do you think Jimbo Fisher will be remembered? Will he be remembered for the national championship and for the years of Jameis Winston, or do you think he'll be remembered for more the bitter way that it ended?
I think he'll be remembered for both of them. You know, at the end of the day, I think time heals all wounds. Our time makes it better to deal with. I think as we go along and the football season kick off and we get to winning with Coach Taggart, I think everything will ease and people resentment won't be as much. And I think they may be even happier when Taggart holds that trophy up with the Seminole Nation.
Former Florida State defensive back Corey Fuller here with us. Corey, what are your thoughts on Willie Taggart, reportedly the brand-new head coach at Florida State? I think there's an 11 a.m. press conference tomorrow there in Tallahassee to introduce him. What do you know about Willie Taggart, and what are your thoughts?
Oh, man, I've developed a relationship with him through high school recruiting in South Florida and doing satellite camps with South Florida. He's a great guy, very respectable, loves football, loves to recruit. And he's been up here recruiting guys. I've met him at the gym in Tallahassee when he was recruiting a kid from North Florida Christian. And we've talked for hours on time about football. I think he's going to do great, man. I think it's a great opportunity to be the first Afro-American coach to be hired at Florida State. I don't want people to look at his record. I remember when I got drafted to the Vikings, I only had 2 picks in 4 years. And one of the reporters asked me, how did you get drafted so high with just 2 picks? Just give him time. Don't look at his record, 37-50. Look at the program he had to go to and build, but look how when he got it going, how they was rolling and how he left them. And I think we'll be in great shape. And I think he could run a race 10, 15 years at Florida State with his knowledge and his skill to recruit and build young men.
Corey, you being a part of the high school game now, everybody talks about Willie Taggart as being a great recruiter. There's some talk that he could potentially bring Jim Leavitt, the former South Florida coach, with him, perhaps Mario Cristobal as well. Corey, in your opinion, what makes a great college recruiter?
Understanding the land and the landscape of the times that we're in with the young people that we're dealing with in this country today. Kids are not, this is a microwave generation. And I coach these kids and I deal with them every day. That some of them work very hard. Some of them, they old school. But the majority of them not old school. They microwave babies. They microwave mindset, microwave everything about them. They want instant success, instant gratification. And I think that he has a unique skill. When you can go into the home and get into the heart of a young person, convince them that wherever you represent is the right place for them to be. He's took losers and turned them into winners. And the two programs that I've coached, they were losing at the time I took over. And I think one of the hardest things to do in life is to convince somebody that's been losing for a period of time that you deserve to win. So I think he's going to jump off on a big, that with a great head start coming to Florida State. You're not going to have to convince our kids that they got to win because it's tradition, there's history there, and there's winning pedigree there already. So I think he'll do great, man. I don't think the hires, you got to be a great coach, you got to have great assistants. I think if he can just assemble himself with great guys and look at some of the guys that are great recruiters and that are great coaches, I think sometimes people are suffocating and stuff below their potential wise up under certain leadership. And I think with new leadership, some guys can still, they'll even flourish even more.
Former Florida State defensive back Corey Fuller here with us. Corey, after your days in Tallahassee, you went on to have a 10-year NFL career, some great years with the Vikings, the Browns, closing it out with the Baltimore Ravens. I got kind of a funny story to share with you. I had the great Jimmy Smith on a couple of weeks ago, former Jaguar wide receiver. It was right after the Jalen Ramsey, A.J. Green little scuffle here in Jacksonville. And I asked Jimmy, I said, were there any defensive backs in your day that talked so much that you wanted to do what A.J. Green tried to do to Jalen Ramsey? And Jimmy gave me two names. He said, Deion Sanders. I always wanted to take a swing at Deion. And then he said Fuller up in Minnesota. That guy always talked and never stopped. But that is part of being a great defensive back, isn't it, Corey?
Well, it's part of coming out of Florida State, too. That's part of our mantra. And I'm glad he didn't do what West Coast did, though. You know, I'm a little tougher than Jalen Ramsey. And I think he's a lot tougher than A.J. Green. But ain't no receiver, as much as I talk, ain't no never took no swing at me. Because I was a fierce, dirty, hard-nosed cornerback that played cornerback with a linebacker mentality. So, you know, me and Jimmy, we talk all the time still to this day. You know, we never played on the same team. We had some great battles, and we have a great respect for each other.
Yeah, Jimmy did have a lot of respect for you when he was talking about Corey Fuller a couple of weeks ago. You know, Corey, remembering your playing days, when people say the name Corey Fuller, that's what they think of, a tough, physical, defensive back. You talk about that mindset that you had. Did that come from being coached by Bobby Bowden and Mickey Andrews and guys of that sort there in Tallahassee?
Yeah, Bobby Bowden was the leader. Mickey Andrews was the coach. My leadership and my quality of life that I learned from Bobby Bowden is what I use with my kids today. But my football pedigree is from Mickey Andrews and my high school coach. My high school coaches and the toughness, yeah, that is definitely direct to Mickey Andrews.
Hey, Corey, final moments here with you with Corey Fuller, former Florida State Seminole. I got to ask you, with everything we saw last night on Monday Night Football, the helmet-to-helmet hits, all the penalties and suspensions being handed down for, you know, the tough physical play now, back in your day, that was allowed. It's not allowed anymore. Do you like the direction the NFL is going with protecting the wide receivers, protecting the quarterbacks, and everything going on in the game today?
To be honest, man, I think more guys are getting hurt because of all the rules. It sounds crazy, but I really think more guys are getting hurt. Guys are trying to play a game that requires you to play wide open, half speed, if that makes sense to you. You have to play football wide open every play to prevent from getting hurt. You have guys tipping in certain situations, and it's costing them major injuries. So I actually think that is hurting the game and getting players hurt. What the linebacker did to him secondary play for Pittsburgh Steelers, that was a direct correlation with what they teach you from peewee football, to never duck your head. I don't know what the status is, but it didn't look good. And I walked right in my wife's room and told her last night, this kid is seriously hurt out there on that field right now. I've been on the field where I've seen guys get hurt. Some career was over with when they did it. They wasn't paralyzed, but they had a lot of major problems from that same type of tackle.
Corey, take us back to 1993 as we begin to wrap up with former Florida State DB Corey Fuller. That great Seminole defense, obviously you guys winning a national championship. And not only that year, really your entire tenure there at Florida State, whether it was you, Sam Cowart was a youngster on those teams, obviously Marvin Jones, Derek Brooks, Corey Sawyer. I mean, that was an incredible defensive team.
You guys had Abraham, Derek Alexander, the great Todd McIntosh, rest in peace. Todd Rebo, Kirk Carruthers, Carl Simpson, Peter Bowell, Renard Wilson, Devin Bush. I can go on and on, man. The list go on and on. Sterling Palmer. We had some great players back then, man, and we had a great love for each other, and it displayed out on the field. But 1993 was a special year for Florida State, one they can never forget. You can't forget the first one because you can't have a second one or a third one without the first one. So we will always be remembered. It was a great class that I went in 1990. I had a great class in 89, and it just kept going on. And since then, 91, Florida State been rocking and rolling. We had our dial years. We're back with a new leader, but the same old tribe.
Hey, Corey, leave us with this. I got to ask you, Jalen Ramsey playing great football. We mentioned him a little bit earlier. One of the line of great cornerbacks coming out of Florida State, you, Terrell Buckley, obviously Deion. What do you see when you see Jalen Ramsey out on that football field?
Samara, I think Jalen Ramsey is a combination of all the guys you said put into one body. I watched his pro day when he came out, and he's a freakish athlete with a mindset like a Corey Fuller, a Terrell Buckley, a Deion Sanders, a Samaria Rose, Brian McFadden, the list goes on and on. Guys that have got drafted. He's got all those abilities into one. And that's what separates him. And he is big for a cornerback. He looks like a safety, but moves like a cornerback in and out of breaks. He catches the football like a receiver. And he don't have a problem with getting beat and forgetting about it. You know, he don't have a problem with knocking you out and don't care what the results are. I love it about the youngster.
Hey, Corey, tell Florida State fans, you said you're a high school coach at Godby High School. What else is going on in the life of Corey Fuller right now?
Oh, man, just trying to raise my little boy. I got a little boy. He's going to future Seminole. You're feeding him on the baseball field. I don't know if he's going to play football. I got a little girl. She's probably going to be in the Olympics one day. She's so fast. Man, just trying to raise my family. Most of all, just through the same lives at the end of the day, man. All the lessons that I learned from Florida State in my high school and my mom, I'm trying to impart them to these kids. That's what my mission is right now. To God give my that mission, that's my servant call. I'm just trying to get my 10,000 every time I get one. The Bible say one got 10,000. I'm trying to get my 10,000 before I leave this earth, and I'm working on my calling.
Hey, Corey, really enjoyed the conversation, man. Thank you, and have a happy holidays.
You too, brother. Be blessed. Continue to have great conversation with people and great show, man. Thank you.